Okay, good evening, everybody. And we are the fourth night of Chanukah. So we're halfway in, and we're going to do a piece of Nesivah Shalom. So we take advantage of really the opportune time. We're just talking with some of my children that just before we even start. So we say that the Nisim are Bayamim Ha'emez Man Hazeh, that the Nisim, the miracles that we have, were in those days and in our own day. So we're talking about the time of the ports of davening. So my son told me that his Rebbe said that Bayamim Ha'emez Man Hazeh, that the Yitzhahara knows that. Yitzhahara knows if we daven today, if we take advantage of Chanukah and we really daven, so we can accomplish miracles today that we can never accomplish otherwise. That usually we can't rely on miracles, but Chanukah is a time where if we daven and we take advantage of enough, that we're in a zman of nisim, a zman of miracles, where you typically things can't happen, could happen. So what does Yitzhar do? He gives us lots of parties which are appropriate to an extent. And certainly if it's revolving around a shul or a yeshiva, but it's not the main thing of Chanukah, and the party becomes zikr, the jelly donuts become zikr, the cheese becomes zikr, all kinds of lightings, just that we shouldn't daven. We'll feel like, oh, we got Chanukah, but really, Chanukah is a tremendous opportunity of davening, and to a large extent, too, all of the other Yom Tovim, there's a lot of Torah, even Purim, you have a whole Megillah. You have Megillah's Esther. So you learn Megillah's Esther, you hear Megillah's Esther. Chanukah, there's a Masechta on Megillah. You have Masechta Yuma, you have Masechta Pesachim, you have attracted on Pesachim, attracted on Yom Kippur, attracted on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Shavuos, you have a whole night of learning. But Chanukah, as I mentioned, Moshe Savish, we learned it's really possible to blow it by and not take advantage. And the only Chanukah, besides a few seconds of lighting, is a party here and there, which again, which is appropriate, but it's still missing a lot of the depth of Chanukah. I'm not sure if I'm since Moshe Shabbos Saturday night or not, but if I did, it's worth to repeat. That the Alter Mikelm said that he felt that he and his Alter Mikelm was the greatest late 19th century Baal Musar after we saw from the greatest Talmid of Yisrael Salanter. He said he felt that he wrote that he and his friends, who were great, great individuals, they never lit Chanukah light ever. What does that mean? And so the way we understand it is that the Alter Mikelm says that every Yom Tov, when you shake a lulav, or when you build a shofar to an extent, like the menorah, you hear Megillah, it's like a red string around your finger. The mitzvah is a reminder of something. But what's it supposed to remind us of? So the shofar has a message, the sukkah has a message, the dalamino has a message, the eating the matzah has a message. If you eat matzah, and you don't think of what in the world it's supposed to teach you, so it could be, of course, don't get me wrong, you get a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, and when you blow a shofar, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. But if you get no message of the shofar, if you listen to the shofar and you're thinking about the the World Series, not right? Around this time of year, World Series, the football game, right? Just joking. Right? You think about sports, you're hearing shofar eating matzah, that's where your head is? You're missing, it's a string on your finger. You're missing what there's a message there. And so a lot of the other Yom Tovim, all of them have major mitzvahs which could be their time consuming masechtas. And Chanukah, it's feasible, it's possible. Albeit, of course, we like the menorah that we miss the boat. We have the string, the menorah, which is supposed to remind us something, and it's not transformative because our Chanukah thoughts are about jelly donuts or cheese. I mean, that's fine and dandy. Jelly donuts is not in the Gemara. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, the Shabbat talks about eating oily foods, okay, to remind you of the oil, we're missing the boat if that's what all the Chanukah is. So we're learning a little bit tonight. I'm stressing that because beyond what we're learning tonight, it should be that we're thinking about Chanukah. It's transformative. When we light the menorah, we're living around the menorah, and we're saying halal in the morning, and we're taking advantage of the day itself. It says in the Siva Shalom, Tan Rabbanim, section of the Gemara on Shabbos. For those who want, if you remember correctly, many years ago, we did all those Gemaras in Am Echad, in the library there. They're all on thinktorah.org, so if anyone wants, they are online, I believe. Tan Rabbanim, Mitzvah Chanukah. When the Gemara says as follows, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beso, it's a candle. Strictly speaking, it's one candle per man per house. But Mahadran, those who do Mahadran, is Ner L'Kol Echad, all the adults in the house. But Mahadran is not just one candle for all adults in the house. Beis Shammai says it's you go up from 8 of the first night going down, so it's 8 candles, 7 candles, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beis Shammai has two rationales, the Gemara says. Beis Hillel says we go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. And again, Beis Hillel has two rationales, Moisif or Halef. We're not going to do the why Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold what they hold. I believe many years ago, I did give a share on that based on Rav Dessler. But that's what the Gemara says. V'yesh l'daktik, says the Nesiva Shalom. We should think about it. B'loshen mitzvah near Chanukah, near Isha Beis. The Talmud says the mitzvah, the strict mitzvah, is one candle per the father, the elder of the house, lights the house. Why does it have to say so technical? One candle for the person in that and this house. Just say, why does it just say near the chol bayis? Every house has one candle. The baseline mitzvah of Chanukah is one candle per house. Or household, if you want to be a census type person. Right? Why does it say one candle near Isha Beis? The Talmud doesn't say things, you know, in a long way or in a weird way for no reason. Also, the Chen Tzach Bir also needs elucidation. Ma in the Mahadran in the Mahadran. All of a sudden, by Chanukah, you have levels. Right? It's not even like an act of piety of Chasidus, which is a Chumrah, which the Gemara doesn't talk about, which later Achronim bring down. In the mitzvah, there are levels. And that's the only mitzvah that you find a din of Mahadran and a Mahadran is Minyan Chanukah. Ve'im dugmaso b'shum mitzvah shehebo. Or if a Mahadran, by the etzim kiyum mitzvah, okay, there's ways to beautify the mitzvah, zekeli v'anveyu, but that the mitzvah itself has a concept of Mahadran, of doing it in the best possible way, that you find only by Chanukah. So two questions. Number one, why is the Gemara saying it's near Ishu Beso? It's a candle, one, strictly speaking, it's one candle per person per house. And then what we do the Mahadran and Mahadran. Why do you find that specifically by Chanukah and no other mitzvah of the Torah? Ha'inyan says the Slanim Rebbe, the Nesiv HaShalom, Hine, Hashem Yisparach Nasan Yisrael Zmanim Miuchadim Hamusugalim Lehizchachas. Hashem gives us certain times, certain opportune times for spiritual renewal. Hizchachas. HaShabbos V'zman Hizchachas. We, of course, have learned about this not too long ago. Shabbos is the ultimate weekly time of Hizchachas, of rebooting ourselves, of renewing ourselves in our connection to Hashem, of reprioritizing our priorities in this world. Kamo Shekasev Ha'or HaChayim HaKadosh, the great Ha'or HaChayim says in Bereishis, Sh'abriya Ha'is L'Shisha Yamin Bovad, that the creation was for 6 days. U'v'chol Shabbos means the world was only created to last 6 days. The Ha'or HaChayim said, the Ha'or HaChayim, of course, was born in Morocco, but lived the majority of his life in Eretz Yisrael, and is buried on Har HaZeisim, Mount of Olives, great 17th century Gadol sage. So the Ur Chaim says the world was only created for 6 days. It could not have lasted. Shabbos is the way it continues for the next 6 days. That Shabbos is constantly renewing the world. V'lulei Shabbos, that without Shabbos there won't be another 6 days in the world. Vinyanu ki lasis, and the concept is that Shabbos is there, that a Jew could be shiuchat chas b'chol Shabbos. We are completely, we're not on cruise control. We don't become static. We don't become burnt out. That a yid, that a Jew that lives in Shabbos, is kibriya chadasha, and like a totally new person. And I say this all the time. I just unfortunately I had a pretty big Hanukkah party, and say this it was a mix of different people. Actually, for those who remember Ben Martyr, who was in San Jose many years ago, used to do outreach for the JSN. He was at my Hanukkah table, there was Jews who were very far off, some Jews far off, and one of them, the person I study with, his daughter told me, she's in her late 20s, she went to Jewish camps, they went to a Chabad, but not fully observant, and she said, she went to Brandeis, and she said all these girls that went to the Solomon Shach, the conservative movement, and then went to Brandeis, and their late 20s, like her, they're either intermarried, she's about to get married to a Jew, they're intermarried or dating Goyim. It means these are kids who are the best kids of the conservative movement at some level. Kids who went through the system, I was like, mom is heartbroken to hear this. Tzibrochen. And the reason is if you're, it used to be if you were part of Jewish camps or Jewish schools 40, 50 years ago, in the non-Orthodox world, so it didn't give you truth. It didn't give you evidence, right? You got a lot of Jewish ideas, some of them based on truth, but it definitely gave you enough of a Jewish identity, for the most, to marry a Jew and want to be connected to the Jewish people and to Israel, etc. That's what it gave you. It gave you a strong level of Jewish pride. Okay? It didn't give you Jewish knowledge. It didn't give you MS. It gave you Jewish pride, a Jewish connection, a desire to marry a Jew. But today, and I said this many times, if you do not keep Shabbos, and real Shabbos, not like, Shabbos, like, you will not last in today's world. On a theological level and on a sociological level, the litmus test today, are you Sabbath observant? Do you keep Shabbos? That's the sociological continuation of people. Someone was just telling me that someone in their office was not Orthodox at all, but, a Jewishly proud Jew, was telling him, about the struggles of intermarriage. He's saying, and how is it in the Orthodox community? My friend's like, by us? Like, we don't even think about it. It's not even like, our question, especially in the very Orthodox, is like, how religious are they? it's not like how serious are they about their learning? And this guy was floored. Because the person cares about these people care about Judaism. They want their kids to marry Jews. They want their kids to have a Jewish relationship. But if you don't keep Shabbos, it's a source of bracha. I'm not going back to the Shirmi game, but I'm just bothered. I was bothered by this conversation very much Monday night. Such Yiddish kinder, Jewish children who have such potential, such great potential. Shabbos renews us. And that's on a level to give Passover Judaism, and on a much higher level also, every Jew, if they take advantage of Shabbos, it's a source of bracha renewal. Whether you're the Galul Hador, the greatest of the generation, a very pious Jew, or any Jew, Shabbos is a source. Every Jew needs Shabbos. That Shabbos is no, like the Orach Haim says, that there's no six future days. There's no continuation. Shabbos, it's not talking about physical days right now. It's talking about spiritual days. You think you're gonna wake up on Wednesday, be Hilig Yid, you don't keep Shabbos. You go surfing on Shabbos, all of a sudden Wednesday you're going to be a good Yid, a good Jew? No. Shabbos is a source of bracha. My taima hashomer Shabbos kilchasam. This. If a Yid is very careful about Shabbos, this guy I think even says, I feel over of a rezara kedur enesh meichelo. Even if you're an idolater, and again, no one's going to do idolatry on Shabbos, but in theory, you would be forgiven. Kibbe koyach haShabbos. You can be mischadish. People who keep Shabbos, they raise their bar. It changes the whole gang, their whole life. And we all know this, that somebody who becomes more and more observant, the difference is keeping Shabbos. That has to be the goal, is to fully keep Shabbos. V'yalken amu chazal, Therefore, the our sages of the Talmud tell us, this is actually in the Mechilta, Shabbat Shabbos, on Shabbos, you cannot be worried about the stock market. Close the stock market on Shabbos. You can't be worried about politics, you can't worry about sports, you can't worry about the business, you can't worry about your deal. Everything has to be done. That is not your priority, the mundane, or the emails, or your whatever it is, on Shabbos. V'amot tzadikim, she said, kai gam al yanim ruchnim. Even the whole really, really, really nice people, is even your weekday spiritual things, you got to move above it. Why? Kibachol Shabbos is a koich eschachos. So if you're at whatever level you're on the week, you should be higher on Shabbos. V'chen Rosh Chodesh too. By the way, this coming Shabbos is Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, as the Sunday Rosh Chodesh. Right? Rosh Chodesh also, the idea of Rosh Chodesh is Hischachis, to renewal. Kiso Moinin Lavana, we count the moon and we're compared to the moon. Shalavana, Misma'etis V'Halachas, it waxes and wanes. Ad Shemegia, until it gets to a certain point of Heather, it disappears. Right? And then at the end of the month, the moon will disappear. Ukshaba Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh comes, it starts to grow again. V'kach Yisrael, and so to the Jewish people, even though right now are certainly there are much darker periods in our history, even though this was a tough week and a disconcerting week, and not a joke. But I will tell you unquestionably, we've lived way, 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 way worse on a mass scale and on every level. And yet, we're still here. There's millions of Jews in Eretz Israel. There's millions of Jews learning Torah around the world. And we have a very bright future. And the Jewish people's future is even much brighter in the days to come. And even the days that we come back, Chamoyis, we say in Kishnavana, the Jewish people is going to be Chamoyso. Just like the moon comes to a full moon, we're going to be full for eternity. When Mashiach comes, Kach Gam Rosh Chodesh is the time for renewal. And then, as the tzaddikim say with Saint Busuf, Rosh Chodesh, Teshuas Nafsha Miyotzeina. Right? It says, redeem from our enemy. Now, of course, it's from our physical enemies, but said the tzaddikim, No. You know, why do we say that in Rosh Chodesh? Why do we say Rosh Chodesh to redeem from our enemies? And Rosh Chodesh is Mofia Ha'ara. Mechudeshes gives a ha'ara mechudeshes, a new light, lehoshia nafsho mi'arasoya neschita, to redeem us from the ultimate, the eternal enemy, and that's our Yetzirah. The Rosh Chodesh allows us to look over. Actually, there's a custom many people have, Yom Kippur Katan, the day before Rosh Chodesh, there's special tefillos, a long mincha. Some people, especially the old, not as common today, but the old days would fast, or fast a half a day. Yom Kippur Katan, and every Rosh Chodesh is a time of re-evaluation. Not many big companies, Google, Fortune 500 companies, have monthly audits. Some do quarterly, some do monthly. You look over how we're doing this month. How is our efficiency? How are we doing? Mark of success. And Rosh Chodesh is that time. And what about now? Chanukah. Yesh man etzchatzis b'chanukah. Unique to Chanukah. Shagam ha-chag hu Chanukah milash neschachos. Chanukah, even the language of the Yom Tov, is one of renewal, rejuvenation. You mean Chanukah, the days of Chanukah, are days misugolim, which are auspicious, b'miyucha l'chanukah sabayis, to renew our houses. Sha'ur ha-meir ha-biyam ha-elu. These days of Chanukah, we know that, of course, the original Chanukah is when the Chanukah's HaMizbech, they renew the Mizbech, the Korbanos. It was also Chanukah's HaBayis of the Mishkan. Later, the Beis HaMikdash was renewed, but the Mishkan itself was done in this time. And it's our Chanukah's HaBayis. We are renewing our homes. You know, as I think I mentioned, Motzei Shabbos, we light menorah in our homes, say the Sfas Emes, because our homes have to be holy and pure. And Chanukah, it's a time in Chanukah, is to look at our own houses. Your house, my house. Any pirtza, any Greek influence, Western influence. I mean, of course, there's things to benefit and gain from, but there are many things that are not the toxicity. Some things are not Yiddish, not Jewish. Passed by my neighbor's house, Yiddish guy, Bradley, married to somebody who's not Jewish, with a big tree. That's we'd all agree that's totally not Jewish. Nebuch, big tree, white tree. Mamish, like, with big, like, red balls and green balls. Bradley, no, didn't grow up to, you know, he didn't grow up religious, but he grew up going to synagogue and temple. Every time, you know, he has his days where he gets very nervous for me. Very nervous. Now I'm like, I feel like I'm his conscious. He sees me, all of a sudden he starts thinking, what in the world is he doing? But we all have that. And that's not a joke. There's certain things that don't belong in our houses. That are not Yiddish. Not Jewish. Not appropriate for a Jewish house. I once went to someone's house. Religious Jew. On his table, the most sick magazine in the whole world. How in the world is that at anyone's house? Jew or Gentile? Saying, what in the world are you out of your mind? If you have kids, you're on drugs. Maybe they're on drugs. If you have drugs, for sure get it from a Hanukkah. Right? We have to renew our houses on Hanukkah. We have to renew and rejuvenate our home, our homes. Adash Shahaya Bayam Maham, in those days, Yevanim, of course, the Greeks want to defile. And we discussed this previously, they had 13 pirtzos, 13 breaks in the base of the Megiddush, which were physical and spiritual, to punch a hole. You know, today, by the way, it's a fact that the Russians and the Chinese and many other bad players actually manipulate the algorithms and the bots, not just to cause chaos, not, by the way, the a lot of the TikTok, Facebook world that are anti-Israel or anti-Semitic are put by these countries from coming from Pakistan, from sponsored, of course, by Qatar, that to cause hatred of Israel and hatred of Jews, and they're very successful to our great consternation. They have a lot of these. They have all kinds of people are paid to put out disgusting, terrible lies about us and about Israel, but there's also all kinds of things, Russian stuff, which are caused to do Chinese to mayhem in this country. Right? They want to destroy the fabric of America because they can't defeat us militarily. So a great way is to make American youth sick, dissatisfied, angry, divisive, and also being very successful in that. Well, the Greeks, in their own way, want to do that to Jewish people. They want to break us spiritually. Break us down, and then we can't fight against them. When Hanukkah came, with the Chashmonai, the Maccabees did, when they reconquered the Beis HaMikdash in the year 165 BCE, is the Gadras HaPirtzos. They physically closed all the bricks in the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. And they spiritually closed all the breaches in the walls, spiritual walls. Cain, so too, b'chol shana v'shana, every year b'zman hazeh, mofiach or is a light, shemokicho yachal Yehudi, lagdur es apirtzos. You and I, and everyone listening to this, could close the spiritual holes in our own home. Not, you gotta know your level, you gotta know what you can handle. But whatever we think is our level, close, and even a little bit beyond, close those breaches. Break out the negative, the toxic influence. The toxic, whether it's the magazines, whether it's the internet sites, whether it's the no filter on the internet, whether it's the, you know what's talked about in the house. Lashon Hara is also something to. Whether it's your the posters, the pictures, or whatever it may be, whether you learn Torah in your house or not, is your house Torah free? is it like a Yankee American pie house where there's no Torah in your house? Or is it a Yiddish home, a Jewish home? Valzem Rumas near Chanukah, and that's what he says. The Talmud says near Chanukah, the light of Chanukah is a person and their house. Ki Beis Yehudi, the house of a Yid, the house of a Jew, is what Chazal say in Saita, Ish v'Isho, a husband and wife, a Jewish husband and wife. It's if they have shalom bayis, it's shechina b'nem. That brings a divine presence. It means that house where Hashem resides. Behind the kedugma space, just like the base of Megiddo, just like the temple. We know that the Shekhinah, the divine presence, was in the temple. That was the greatness of it. It wasn't for the physical beauty. We didn't care about a Colosseum, great Greek or Roman edifice. It was that. That wasn't what it was about. There are other great historical things. The pyramids were one of the wonders of the world. It wasn't the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. Gamgan and Beis Yehudi, Mislam Karehu Beis HaMikdash Mat. Sheesh Bashrach Ashrach Hashkhanah. You think about, you have a mansion, you have nice carpets, couches, beautiful pictures. Nothing wrong, by the way, if you can afford it, and it's pomp, it's not ostentatious. That's not a Jewish house is. Nice garage. By the way, in San Jose, I don't know if you can afford it, a Jewish house is not. Is it unaffordable? Or do not, is that, mansions, four bedrooms. You can go to certain places in Florida, 15, these major ranches, That's not a Jewish house. I don't care if it's four bedrooms or 14 bedrooms. Jewish house is where there's Torah, there's Shekhinah, the divine presence. And when Bilam says Ma, we say it every morning in davening. Ma toivo alech Yaakov mishlasech Yisrael. How pleasant are your tents, Jewish people? Holy, holy. I went to son's house for Shiva call. They had nude pictures in their wall. Not a religious Jew. Are you crazy? Hey, kids and grandchildren walk in there. Nude pictures. That's a Goyish Azach. That's Greece. Greece. Governed. And if you have a Jewish house, of course, by the way, the Gemara, so there's peace now. So you can have all the trappings of Judaism, but you have to have just like a Shabbos table, you can have beautiful Kiddush. And challahs and wines and soups and soup nuts and fishes and dips and chickens and kugels. But if you're fighting at the table, you're missing the boat. And if you have all the table, you don't say one thing on the parsha, you're missing the boat. So that's the house that brings the Shekhinah. That's the house we should be wanting when we look the Chanukah up. The Amrak lo garm chas shalom. The house of Jews lets you cause Shekhinah to live. You have naked pictures up there. You're fighting in the house. You have Greek magazines, or on the internet. You just go surfing in your house. No filter, no restrictions. Just seeing all the stupid things in the world, or wasting your time in the world. For the Zemurum is near Chanukah, which is in our house. As it says, you shouldn't see anything improper in your house, because it will bring the Shekhinah. Near Chanukah, near Murkov, the ner, the candle, is the achdus, is the combination of the wick with the oil, which brings the flame, the receptacle and the giving, which brings the flame which represents the soul, and so too a house, which is the oil and the wick, and there's a light. That has also has a flame. It means you have a husband, a wife, or some of that fortunate, but a house which is built has Hashem. And just like when the Maccabees, the Hashmonaim, reconquered the Beis HaMikdash, the first thing they did was close those breaches. You want to celebrate Chanukah, you want to have holiness again, close the breaches. Get the Greek influence out of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Believe in the Halakite, the holiness of the Jew, again, that you're not like the nations of the world, that you have a purpose. You are not just a physical body, a nude body, someone fighting, body, your soul. This doing the Shema. There's a soul that could burn brightly, that could accomplish eternity. And that our soul desires to connect to our Creator through mitzvahs, tzavsa. And then we have, if your house is filled with nude pictures or nude magazines or nude internet or fighting or Greek, you have a library of, I've never read it. Some people I know quite well have. I'm not saying it's bad or good or great. Harry Potter, that's your shas. You have Harry Potter, or you have Time and Newsweek, and the San Jose Mercury News, and the Dallas Morning News, and the San Antonio Express, and the Wall Street Journal, and you have all of that. And some of those magazines are half decent. Some are terrible. My time is bad as the New York Times, just Sheker V'Chazov and every type of novella. They just spread, even their American is just so pernicious. Spread such toxic ideas. I thought about that. I said, even if you have everything you're missing, you don't have Gemaras, and you don't use them. At least you have the ornaments. I remember someone told me, offer me their Sfarim. I said, why are you offering me your Sfarim? He said, I don't have time to learn. I said, keep them. They'll remind you. They remind you what you have to learn Torah in this world. So the first thing it has, close the breaches. Is that Pirsha Breisa? That's what the Breisa says. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is near Ishu Beso. It's a person in their house. In the house. Mitzvah Yamim is to bring the Hashem into our house. Hashem, just like the Beis HaMikdash, we want to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. We think we want Mashiach for Beis HaMikdash so we can have a nice building. We want Hashem in our lives. We want Hashem with the Jewish people. We're in our house. Hashras Hashem, Hashem's presence is b'chol makom. Where is Hashem go, so to speak? Where it's proper. Where it's holy. We mishavu pirtzas beis shel shehudi. And if there's pirtzas, if there's breaks in the wall, there's all these kind of pirtzas that you won't have Hashem. The mitzvah of Chanukah is ner ishu beiso. Lesaken, fix your house. Fix your houses to make it kosher. A proper place for Hashem's Shechina. Sha'az, Yashem, near Hashem, Lahaira Beso. Then Hashem's, could enlighten our house. For some people, what's a fix is not for another person. The higher you are up, the more that's expected of you. But everyone should make fix in their house on Chanukah. Be real. See the level we're at. But fix it. Work up over Hanukkah. You have a menorah lit in your house to remind you. Just like this guy has a Sfarim in his house. You gotta learn Torah, my friend. You can't just be reading the newspaper or your business reports or your novel. Somebody recommended to me today I should read. Not from Jew, a nice person. Should read. Oh, Tolstoy. Read Tolstoy, a whole Gansa 1,000-page book. They have time to read 1,000 pages of Russian fiction from 140 years ago. Yeah, they call it Terakula. I have time to read Tolstoy. Even the bathroom, I don't have time for that. By the way, I'm not saying it's wrong, but if you're not learning, you're reading Tolstoy, you have time for that. Yeah, everyone has to figure out where they are, but everyone should go up this Hanukkah. You want to live in Hanukkah? Go up. Look at our homes and say, what could I be doing better? That's the price that continues. Ha-mehadrin is near l'kol echa ve'echad. Everyone has, and mehadrin and mehadrin, on Hanukkah, where the goal is to fix our houses, everyone has different levels. Dafka Hanukkah, do we find that the menorah has Mahadran, Mahadran, because everyone should go up and everyone should know their level, where they're holding, right? But that really is the mitzvah of Nir Eishu Beso and Mahadran. Know your level, but everyone, mamish everyone, has to make sure to get the Greek Gaishkeit. And to the extent Western American, the stuff that are antithesis to Yiddishkeit, or the trees, Bradley's treated Nebuch, a Yid. But all of us have things that were influenced. And if we want the Shekhinah in our house, we got to make our house appropriate for that. A mikdash mi'at. And wherever we are, we all have what to work on. Even the greatest gadol has something to work on. On Chanukah brachas, for all of us, we should, night four, we should take advantage of Chanukah to become purer, holier, heilig, great. Hashem should dwell in us, and that's chos Hashem should dwell amongst the people. Shri Zoicha, Tenisim, like in the old days, and Bayamim Ahem, Bazman, Hazet, wishing everybody a very friendly Chanukah.